Judicial Watch Statement on Resignation of FBI Director Christopher Wray. Texas Border Business, Washington, D.C., Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton made the following statement on the pending resignation of FBI Director Christopher Wray. Director Wray's resignation is a good first step to cleaning house at the FBI. Under Wray's leadership, the FBI has become an enemy of transparency, the rule of law, constitutional government, and the civil rights of tens of millions of Americans. Judicial Watch and I witnessed firsthand the corruption of Wray's operation when FBI agents came to my home in what was obvious retaliation for our criticism and lawsuits exposing their abuses. The FBI is irredeemably corrupt. From sitting on Hunter Biden's laptop in order to influence the 2020 election, the raid of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, and the censorship of Americans, to the targeting of traditional Catholics, this FBI has been turned into the political police for partisan leftists. Accordingly, Wray should be subject to criminal investigation, and, as sunlight is the best disinfectant, President Trump and his FBI director nominee Kash Patel should open wide the FBI files on its abuses of power targeting Trump and countless other American citizens. In the meantime, Judicial Watch will continue to investigate and sue the FBI for the truth in its role in the worst government corruption in American history. In his new book Rights and Freedoms in Peril, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton details a long chain of abuses officials and politicians have made against the American people and calls readers to battle for the soul and survival of America. Judicial Watch is perhaps the nation's leading FOIA litigant against the FBI on its corruption issues. For example, in October 2024, Judicial Watch sued the Justice Department for messages among top leaders of the FBI referencing social media posts of Special Agent Jeffrey Veltri, head of the Miami Field Office, which is investigating the September 15 assassination attempt against Donald Trump. In May 2024, Judicial Watch uncovered a recording of a phone message left by an FBI special agent for someone at the Secret Service in the context of the raid on President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. In April 2024, Justice Department records showed that the FBI opened a criminal investigation of Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt after her killing and listed four potential violations of federal law, including felony rioting and civil disorder. Judicial Watch in January 2023 sued the DOJ for records of communications between the FBI and social media sites regarding foreign influence in elections, as well as the Hunter Biden laptop story. In November 2023, Judicial Watch, along with Catholic Vote Civic Action, received FBI records showing top officials rushing to craft a public response to the leaked FBI intelligence memo that revealed its targeting of Catholics who adhere to traditional beliefs on church issues. In December 2023, heavily redacted records from the FBI showed that the agency's Office of General Counsel reviewed the controversial targeting of the Catholics by the Richmond Field Office of the FBI. In August 2022, the Department of Justice's released a highly redacted affidavit in response to Judicial Watch's court request to unseal the warrant materials used in the unprecedented raid on the home of President Trump.